On Tuesday afternoon, Governor Phil Scott's newly minted Climate Action Commission held its first meeting. It isn't the first time a Vermont governor has convened a special panel to study that issue, but as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, commission members insist this one will actually deliver results.
The basement-level conference room where the commission held its first meeting on Tuesday didn't offer much in the way of ambience. And the fluorescent lighting and standard-issue office furnishings certainly didn't portend any revolutionary thinking.
I think we're going to go ahead and get started because we're down to only missing one person, and that's pretty good for a body of this size.
But the 21-member Vermont Climate Action Commission is thinking big.
I think we're at a transformative moment in world history. A critical moment.
And Commission Co-Chairman Paul Costello, who's also the Executive Director of the Vermont Council on Rural Development, says that critical moment is Vermont's to seize.
We are in an international competition with other places that are looking at economic development that will answer climate change, because solving climate change is the most fundamental challenge of our time.
Republican Governor Phil Scott created the Climate Action Commission through an executive order last month. It's a noteworthy development from a politician who as recently as last year was dodgy on the role of human activity in the warming of the planet. But as the Trump administration rolls back emission standards and withdraws the U.S. from a landmark international climate treaty, Scott is suddenly devoting political attention to the climate cause. And Scott and the commission are doing it through the lens of economic development.
While it's a crisis, it's also a wealth opportunity. I think that we can create a cleaner environment and we can also have a robust economy.
That's Bill LaBerge, owner of Grassroots Solar in Dorset, one of several business people on the commission. Here's Joe Fusco, a commission member who works at Casella Waste Systems.
What I believe is that this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity where economic opportunity and environmental need meet.
In fact, the executive order that created the panel says any recommendations for reducing greenhouse gas emissions must also spur economic development and, quote, inspire and grow Vermont businesses. But after a period of steady decline, emissions are back on the rise in Vermont, and reforming the economic sector in ways that advance the state's climate goals is going to be politically fraught. Johanna Miller is the Energy Program Director at the Vermont Natural Resources Council. If the commission is serious about reducing emissions, then Miller says it needs to be bold in its policy recommendations.
Things like carbon pricing absolutely need to be on the table, figuring out how those policies and others like them work well for the state of Vermont.
And a policy like carbon pricing, which involves a tax on fossil fuels to discourage their consumption, exemplifies the tension between climate advocates and established economic interests. Phil Scott has already said in no uncertain terms that he would reject any form of a carbon pollution tax. And some of the concepts that arose from the commission's first meeting, electrifying cars, for instance, or improving efficiency standards, might require policy interventions that create economic winners and losers. Harrison Bushnell is the commission's youngest member. The senior at U32 High School is representing the interests of Vermont students. As Bushnell introduced himself Tuesday, he recalled his experience as a page in the Vermont State House and the U.S. Senate.
And I've sort of seen collaboration that works and also a lot of what doesn't work. And I hope that this can be a commission that comes together and hears everyone's voices. And so I'm excited to get to work.
Climate change advocates will be watching that work closely. The commission is due to issue recommendations by July 31st of 2018. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.